Nolte, court docs say Chris Cuomo sent file about accuser's college days to brother's crisis team. By John Nolte on November 30, 2021. According to a deposition, Chris Cuomo, DCNN, forwarded a purported set of documents concerning Charlotte Bennett from her time in college to former Governor Andrew Cuomo's crisis team. That sure sounds like oppo research to me. That sure sounds to me like Frito was digging up dirt on an accuser to discredit her. What else could it be? Yep, of all the reports floating around about Frito this fine morning, this is what stood out, emphasis added. But a separate deposition with Lee Smith, a Democratic strategist advising the then-governor, indicated that Chris Cuomo forwarded a purported set of documents concerning Charlotte Bennett from her time in college. Bennett, a former executive assistant, came forward with allegations against Andrew Cuomo in a New York Times article on February 27. Charlotte Bennett is one of the women who credibly accused brother governor of sexual harassment. In the end, before brother governor resigned in disgrace, somewhere around a dozen women accused him of misconduct. The 25-year-old Bennett was his second accuser. She was also part of that first wave that Chris actively involved himself in, including crisis calls with his brother's staff. After he was caught, Frito apologized and faced no internal discipline at CNN, even though he was guilty of a blatant breach of journalistic ethics. But why would CNN discipline him? CNN not only doesn't do journalism. Frito can do whatever the hell he wants, including grabbing a woman's ass and violating his quarantine to run around New York while knowing he's infected with the coronavirus. But what is this purported set of documents concerning Charlotte Bennett from her time in college? Did I mention that sure sounds like oppo research to me? There's another Frito news bite that's interesting, emphasis added. On March 1, the New York Times reported that one woman, Anna Rusch, said that the then-governor made an unwanted advance at a wedding. 3 days later, Cuomo wrote to DeRosa, "I have lead on the wedding girl." In his deposition, Chris Cuomo said that he had learned that this was the wedding of one of the members of Andrew's team, and that he or someone close to him had said, "No. She complained early on about this, and it has always been consistent. So that's that. I have a lead on the wedding girl. What is that about?" And look at his answer when asked about it in his deposition, "No. She complained early on about this, and it has always been consistent. So that's that." No, that's not that, Frito. His deposition answer is cagey, a deliberate attempt to paper over his actual sin. He's basically saying, "Well, I didn't find out anything negative about her." Yeah, okay, but that's not the point. The point is, why was he digging in the first place? The fact her story has always been consistent has nothing to do with why he was chasing down leads on one of his brother's accusers, why he was digging into her while posing as a journalist. We also know that Frito was using his media sources to help his brother. We also know that Frito tried to stop actor Alec Baldwin from releasing a video defending his brother, which is a blatant attempt on Frito's part to manipulate events. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that incites violence against Trump supporters and riots in predominantly black neighborhoods, released a statement claiming it's looking into this, but Cuomo was still on the air last night posing as a journalist. Just keep this in mind, if Frito is disciplined or fired this time, it won't be because of this. It will be because his audience is abandoning him. Frito hosted the top show on CNN, the only show to attract more than 1 million viewers regularly. Those days are over. His serial ethical scandals have caused his ratings and his ranking to nosedive. But back to those documents about Charlotte Bennett. Where did Frito get those documents about her college years? What did they say? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.